Hello and welcome to the Cope Life Podcast. I'm Charleston Gaines and I am grateful. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful that you're here. I appreciate you. I appreciate the new listeners as well as those who are back again for another round of this podcast of me really just expressing myself and just talking about the things that are on my mind. And one thing that I want to talk about is just the idea that you really need to grasp and hold on to. It's the fact that you are worthy. Now, when we talk about something like being good enough or being worthy, it has to apply to something, right? So a lot of people will say, I'm not good enough, I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, things like that. But in reality, a lot of that comes from your emotions. But when you think logically about it, you are good enough. But you have a hard time applying that to all the different areas of your life. And what you do is you find ways to deny your worth, to deny your value, and really to tear yourself down. And when you recognize that that's what you're doing, then you begin to recognize that you are your biggest barrier. Now, I'm not trying to blame you. I'm trying to encourage you to take responsibility. Because when you own it, when you take responsibility, you empower yourself to elevate yourself. You can't always sit there and think that you're not worthy based on you really thinking that other people are going to find you unworthy or other people are going to think you're not good enough, you're not strong enough, you're not skilled enough. And so that keeps you from doing so many things. That keeps you from applying for that job. That keeps you from applying to college. That keeps you from even making another move on your significant other. You sit there in your relationship and you look at your spouse, you look at your wife, your husband, and instead of asking for what you want, instead of pursuing happiness in your relationship, you think you're not good enough. You think that they think you're not good enough. So you sit there and you just settle in this life that you have created for yourself. It's a false life. Because the only one that thinks you're not good enough is you. And the only one that has the power to change that is you. So what I want to do is just take a second to talk about why you think that way. And the truth is, almost everyone who feels that they aren't good enough or they feel like they're not worthy, they feel like they are out of their league, are really just continuing thoughts and feelings they had when they were younger. So what I want you to do is just take a second, take a couple moments to think about the very first time in your life when you felt like you were unworthy, when you felt like you weren't good enough, when you felt like you didn't have enough value. When was that? I want you to think about how old you were and who put those thoughts in your head. Now, it's not all the time that someone says specifically to you, you're not worthy. It could be their reaction to something, and they don't even know that you took it that way. But the point is, your initial thoughts and feelings of being worthless, of lacking value, of not being good enough, came from someone else. They're not inherent to you. You weren't born thinking you're not good enough. They came from someone else. They are from external sources. And so when that external source says that to you and it sticks, it's usually because it's from someone that you trust or that you care about or someone that you think cares a lot about you, whether it's a relative, a close friend, someone you're really familiar with, or maybe a teacher at school. It's someone in your life that had immense power over your thoughts and emotions at a very young age, because that's when you were most vulnerable. And so then you took that with you. And then before you could even say the words, before you even understood the concept of confirmation bias, because you believe that, you were looking through that lens for data and information to support that you're not good enough. So over the years, you feel like you've collected so much data. I failed at this. I tried this. I was the last one picked. Nobody liked me. I wasn't asked to prom or homecoming. I wasn't selected for the job. I didn't get into this college. And you have this long list of things where you feel like are evidence to confirm that you're not good enough. But in reality, you have to own your thoughts. You have to own your perceptions. Because what's really going on is you are the barrier to your own growth and success. A lot of times what happens is we have a path or a plan to reach a certain goal. And maybe that goal is to get into a certain university. And this was, you know, after high school, and you have a career path that you want to go on. And then you see the requirements to get into that school. And because you think you're not good enough, because you think you're going to be exposed by the process or by other people, you don't put in all the effort to get accepted. The same thing with a job, the same thing with being a husband or a wife. You think you're not good enough. You used to make your wife laugh all the time, but now you don't. And you've decided in your own mind that that's not going to work anymore, that that's not good enough, that you have to be somebody else. But in reality, maybe that's what drew her to you. Or maybe as a wife, you look at your husband and you think that you're not attractive anymore, or you think that you don't get his attention anymore, and so you stop trying. So you are the barrier to what you want, but your lack of effort may make him think that you're the one who's lost interest. And so there's a cycle of wondering, what do people think about me? What do I look like? What are their perceptions? What do I think about myself? How bad am I? How good am I? And it's just a cloudy mess in your mind because you are looking for validation. You're looking for something external to come into your mind and clear all that out. And it's not going to happen. No one is coming to save you. No one is coming to declutter your mind or your thoughts. Own it. It's your responsibility. You're the one that needs to do the decluttering. You're the one that needs to take out the trash. These thoughts that you have about yourself, these negative beliefs, come from someone else. You have to stop putting in work to confirm them. You need to start looking at your strengths. Look at what you're good at. You need to start looking at what you enjoy, what makes you happy in life, and then go do that. See, here's the thing. When you're in a positive mindset, you open up the information processing centers of your brain so that you are more creative, more innovative. You're better able to look at the big picture. So with a positive mindset, it's easier for you to look at the truth about yourself. It's easier for you to take responsibility for your life, your entire life, the good, the bad, the in-between. And not until you take responsibility and ownership for your life will you be able to elevate your entire life. So you can't just sit there and think, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I don't have value. Because all you're doing is putting yourself in this depressed mental state where you can't even think to your full capacity. You can't even look through the lens that enables you to see all of the good in you and in your life. There are people that love you and care about you and want to see you excel and grow and be happy. And you can't even see that because you're so focused on your own insecurities and fears. You have to get over that. You have to get over this idea that you're not good enough. You have to get over this idea that you're not worthy, because those ideas didn't come from you. And those ideas are lies. They're lies. They're not true. You may think that you're not good enough for a relationship, but in reality, you can take ownership and elevate who you are. So it's not that you're not good enough. It's that you've created a barrier for yourself. And so when you acknowledge that and you remove the barrier, then you can bring your full, whole self to the relationship. So you don't just instantly become a better person, but you're better able to see the relationship for what it is. You're better able to bring your strengths to the relationship. You're better able to recognize what other people want, what your significant other wants in the relationship, because you're no longer looking inward to your own pain. You're looking at the relationship as a whole from a high level of view and recognizing there's a lot of good in there. There's a lot of great memories. There are a lot of opportunities to get better. You cannot see those opportunities if all you're doing is staring at the wall that you built in front of your own face. Own that. Move that. Break through that. Because it's yours. Understand, all of this stuff is mental. It's emotional. It's not even a tangible thing. And so the reason it takes you a long time to work through it, to get through that fog of worthiness, is because subconsciously you keep adding bricks to the top of it. You keep enlarging this barrier. And by doing that, you're allowing yourself to confirm to yourself that you're unworthy. So what I'm telling you is to take ownership of what's going on. Take responsibility for your worth, for your value. Take control, empower yourself to look at yourself and say, these are the things I'm good at. This is what I like to do. This is what is fun for me. And then go do those things. Go live that life. Go be happy. And when you do that, you're going to open up the parts of your brain that enable you to connect with others, to learn new skills, to put more effort into bettering yourself, because you have to understand it's a process. You can't just immediately be better at everything that's important to you. But what you can do immediately is choose to open your mind and grow. You can choose to take the path that gets you to what you want. But what you have to do is you have to begin to focus on what you want. Don't focus on what you don't want. Don't focus on what's wrong with you. Don't focus on your imperfections, because we all have imperfections. And those of us who get ahead in life are not wasting time focusing on the imperfections. What we're doing is looking at what we can do in the moment, in the short term, in the long term. What can I do? What can I achieve? Who can I be? And then when you look at who you can be in the future, look at those attributes. And the ones that you can be now, go be that. You can be more honest now. You can be happier now. You can begin to work harder now. You don't have to wait. You don't need validation from somebody else. What you need to do is to choose. Choose to lift yourself up. Choose to empower yourself. Choose to recognize that you have everything that you need within you, and you don't need any external sources. It's the external sources that initiated within you the thoughts and feelings that you're not good enough. Whether it was someone being cruel to you or whether it was inadvertent, it doesn't even matter. I know sometimes it hurts inside. I know sometimes, man, it sucks when you look at other people and you wish you had their lives. And that's something that's very easy to do on social media, on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, when you look at the lives all these other people are living and you think that they have it so good. But in reality, we're all hurting in some way, some aspect of our lives. We all suck at something. None of us are perfect, but some of us choose not to focus on the negativity. Some of us choose not to focus on the imperfections. The ones who choose to grow are the ones who have chosen to focus on their strengths and how they can grow. They have the discipline to do what they can when they can do something. And that's what you need to do to elevate your life, to get better, to improve. You have to choose that path. You see, sitting there thinking that your life sucks, thinking that you got it so bad, that's what is called the path of least resistance. It is so easy to sit there and do nothing but feel sorry for yourself. But at the same time, when you do that, it hurts. And you say it is painful, but it doesn't hurt enough for you to get off your ass and go do something. So you have to motivate yourself. You have to get yourself up. You have to take ownership, take responsibility, and go do what you can when you can do something. And whenever you can do anything to elevate your life, bring your strengths to it. And then when you take action and you see success, acknowledge that success. Let the successes, the achievements, the accomplishments pile up and take note and realize that you have a lot of good in you. You have a lot to offer. And that's why there are people in your life who will tell you that they need you, even if you don't believe them. But if you trust them, then choose to believe them when they tell you that you are valuable, that you matter, that you have worth. And then look at what you can offer to them What can you do for other people? What can you do to elevate their lives? And the answer is you can do a lot. And you know this, just looking at your strengths, whether you are really good at just being empathetic with other people, or whether you're good at making people laugh, or maybe you're good at building stuff. Maybe you're good at just speaking to people, or maybe you're just a good listener. Whatever it is, you have skills, you have strengths. Bring those strengths to help others, do things for others, and you will recognize how much you're appreciated. Bringing your strengths to every situation enables you to build real relationships, and it gives people an opportunity to look you in your face and say to you, "Thank you. I appreciate you." So, if you don't believe that you're worthy, what I want you to do is look at your strengths, look at the things that you're good at, acknowledge those things, and then use those things to do things for other people. Begin to help others. Give them the opportunity to appreciate you. For some of you, this may be a scary idea. You can start small. Honestly, you can start really small. You can do things like holding the door open for people and smiling at them. And when they walk in and they say thank you, you say you're welcome. Share smiles. Share laughter. Be appreciative. You can take the baby steps. You can take the small steps, because this journey of growth and empowerment is going to last the rest of your life. That's how long it's going to last, but we don't know when it's going to start. You can choose for it to start right now. You can choose growth right now. You can empower yourself to elevate your life. In order for you to do that, you have to feel like and you have to believe that you can. And so that's why I made this podcast, to tell you that you have the power within you. You have the skills, you have the abilities, you have the knowledge, you have the experience. You have what it takes. You are worthy. And I appreciate you. You got this. I believe in you. Thank you for listening to this latest episode of the Cope Life Podcast.